Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very happy to welcome San Francisco Giants reliever George Kontos to Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. George, good morning and thank you for your time. I'm sure it's great to be May 1st, huh?
Oh, man, you said it. It's great that April has passed, and hopefully we can get things really moving now in May.
Now, this isn't the first time that you guys have come out of the gate slow. No big deal. It's a long season. But what's the key now to putting April in the rearview mirror and trying to find some success beginning tonight against Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers?
I think getting that first win is probably most important. We played some good baseball here the last week, and then we played some not-so-good baseball the last couple of days against the Padres. But, getting that first win and getting the month off rolling right would be huge for us, just to go out there and have Johnny have a good one and score some runs off of one of the game's best pitchers. I think that's probably the best way to get things started in May.
How much does it affect you down to the bullpen when you're obviously paying close attention to the game and you're seeing that your offense is struggling? Does it add a little pressure on the guys in the bullpen knowing that the margin of victory is probably pretty small?
No, I don't think so. I think, in my 6 years here with the Giants, we've always played close games, we've always come out on top of those close games. So right now, falling a little bit short is a little bit different than what we're used to. But, the goal when you get out there is to execute your pitches and put up a zero every time you go out there. So you're never planning on going and giving up runs, but it's a little bit magnified when you do play such close games.
No question, sure. When you think about your tenure there and all the things you guys been through, the ups and downs of games and just the season itself, what gives you guys hope and what is the skipper doing? Is you have that meeting or is he push buttons? And how do you get guys to try to pick up their game, even though guys are without necessarily stressing guys and having them try to do too much? What is the skipper's message?
Boach is actually really good about picking the right times and places to, call team meetings and tell guys, hey, we're in a little bit of a rut, but we've had one of those in May and Boach got everybody together and told us a few things, but most of all, it's just the players, it's the guys coming together, playing good baseball for each other, having each other's backs. The things that have made us successful in the playoffs, I think, is what we're going to have to lean on now to get us kind of on the right track. Some of our veteran guys, guys like Buster and Hunter and Matt Cain and, guys who have been here a long time, who understand how the game works and the ups and downs of it. We're going to lean on some of those guys and their leadership to, get us going in the right direction.
George Kontos, Giants reliever with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You mentioned Matt Cain. He's already a big dude, but is he walking around that clubhouse like he's 10 feet tall? He's got a sub-2.5 ERA right now, George.
Yeah, that's the one thing about Kaner is whether he's having a ton of success, which he's had a lot of, or if it was one of those years where he wasn't pitching as well as you'd want him to pitch, he's always even keeled. He never gets too high, never gets too low, and I think that's one of his greatest successes is you never know how he's doing. But he's learned how to pitch with, I think, some new stuff now. His fastball isn't quite what it used to be, but he's throwing a lot more two seams. He's mixing up his pitches. He's setting things up. And he's really pitching the best that I've ever seen him pitch.
Ty Block now two starts under his belt this season as he's jumped into the rotation for Madison Bumgarner. What sort of advice did you give the youngster as he started to take on a bigger role in this pitching staff?
I think that, I don't know if he needed any advice, to be honest. After the start he made last year against the Dodgers, he's kind of picked up right where he left off. He really understands how to pitch. He moves the ball around. He stays out of the middle of the plate. Everything he throws moves. So there's nothing that's straight that guys can really get the barrel of the bat on. So he's done a great job so far, and it's actually fun watching Ty pitch. He's a super animated guy. He's excited. He runs on and off the field. At some point, as his career moves on, he might have to save some of that energy as he gets a little bit older, but he's a lot of fun to watch.
George Kontos with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. For the fans who have only seen him on TV but haven't had a chance to get to know his personality at all yet, what's Christian Arroyo like? Had a pretty nice first week with the club since being called up.
Yeah, Christian's just a baseball player. You know, you could always tell, even from spring training when I first saw him a couple years back, the guy just knows how to play good baseball. He's a very solid baseball player. He's 21 years old. He's exactly what you expect out of a 21-year-old kid. He still has that baby face. He wants to learn. He comes to the ballpark eager to help out and get better every day. But I'm expecting a lot of good things from Christian as the season continues and as his career continues as well.
Was there any straight-up welcome to the big leagues rookie, and I don't want to say hazing because that's too strong a word in today's day and age, but was there any sense of, hey, rookie, grab the bag? And like in the old days where you had the freshman in high school dragging the field, was he put through any paces once he joined the big club?
No, nothing too serious so far. When he came up, we needed a spark, and he was able to provide one for us, so He's been taken a little bit lightly so far. He hasn't been razzed too much, but I'm sure as the season progresses, I mean, he's a good kid and he takes it all with a grain of salt. So it's easy to pick on guys like that when it's all in good fun. But as long as he continues to play the way he's been playing and come up with big hits and drive runs in, I don't think guys are going to really mess with him too much.
True.
George Kontos, Giant reliever with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. George, we know you guys are busy, but we truly appreciate you taking some time out to speak with us today. Good luck tonight in Los Angeles, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.